Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We begin in Tehran, where moments ago we spoke with the BBC's correspondent in Tehran, Marcus George. Marcus, thanks for joining us. And first of all, there is a third day of street demonstrations in Tehran. Tell us, first of all, your restrictions on covering those demonstrations and what you've been able to learn.
Yesterday, we received official notification that the activities of the foreign media here in Tehran would not and should not cover any illegal activity, any illegal protest. That was sent to us by the Ministry of Culture and Islamic Guidance, and they were very stringent on that. So effectively, it means that we cannot go out in the streets with recording equipment, with cameras, and actually cover any demonstrations or any events which they do not give us specific permission to do. So fairly stringent restrictions, and it obviously means that we can only really tell you about what's going on from eyewitness reports and so on, which we hear from.
Well, before we get to those eyewitness reports, what is the sense of people in Tehran? Do they feel as though things are orderly or that they are spiraling out of control in some sense?
I think they're very, very aware that at the moment it's a very tense situation, and yet for the time being it's maintaining its peacefulness. There have been millions of people on the streets over the past 2 or 3 days, both for pro-Ahmadinejad rallies and protests and pro-opposition protests led by the leading opposition candidate Mir Hussein Mousavi. So there's been a lot of people here. The lid has been kept on those tensions so far. I think behind the scenes, amongst the political elite, there have been a lot of negotiations to try and calm down, to try and ensure that this doesn't boil over. But at the same time, there are all the ingredients for it to do just that. And so I think at the moment, state TV, they're effectively having lots of guests on, including members of parliament here, saying, well, we need to be aware of our language. We need to realize and we need to understand that the Iranian people are unified and that they're not against this system and that they just should be allowed to continue their protests. And that's on state TV.
Marcus, how much of this is a heated argument over the conduct of the election itself and the procedures for recounting? And how much of this is more of a cultural conflict deeper within Iran between a traditional pro-Ahmadinejad Islamic Iran and a cynical protesting intellectual elite that may be younger than the traditional crowd?
Well, I think that's exactly it. Those are the divisions which you have here. On the one hand, you've had people who really they understand the system under which they live, and they weren't rallying against the system. But what they wanted was a free and fair vote. The longer that goes on, the longer this problem goes on, I think the actual system comes into question. The actual authority of the supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who's getting more and more involved day by day in the actual politics of it all. And I think that people are really beginning to question that authority now, certainly in the urban capital, Tehran. So it is getting quite difficult. And I think the longer it goes on, the more strained the whole Islamic Republic will be because of these problems.
Marcus George, what is the state of the recount that was announced yesterday, and how will that information be disseminated to the people? And then I have one more question before we go.
We heard yesterday that the Guardian Council was giving this election result its full consideration as regards the complaints in certain areas of Tehran and around the country about what's perceived or what's claimed to be fraudulent and rigged results. So it says it's going to go ahead with that under the guidance of the supreme leader. We don't know exactly when they're going to report back. To begin with, we heard it was going to take about 10 days. It may well take sooner now because, frankly, the longer this goes on, as I said, the more stressful it becomes. So we will find out at some point. However, it's not enough for the opposition. They're still calling for a full rerun of the election,
sure,
claiming that the whole thing has been a sham.
Finally, Marcus, the government has sort of a fine line to march here. In some sense, it's in the government's interest to show the world that there are protests and that they are permitted in Iran, yet it's also not in their interest for things to be perceived as spiraling out of control. How do they balance this?
Well, it has been a balance. Yesterday morning, we were even able to make, for the first time in 2 or 3 days, international phone calls. We seem to be unfettered. Access to BBC channels here in Iran were completely unaffected. Iranians could watch those without any problem at all. And then all of a sudden, an hour or two later, they were cut off. The international system, telecommunications system, was cut off. And, of course, as you know, we received this official notification that we wouldn't be able to report from the streets of Tehran any longer. So it seems that it's going hour by hour. They're trying to try every which way in which to ease things up and then all of a sudden clamp things down again.
Right.
And it really is very short-term decisions which have been taken here by the authorities.
And hour by hour, the social media around the world reverberate with their own headlines. Our thanks to Marcus George, who joined us from Tehran. Thank you, Marcus.
Thank you.